John chapter 9. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who'd been born blind. His disciples asked him, "Master, for whose sin did he become born blind? Was it his own sin or the sin of his mother and father?" Because you see, they believed that you became blind or had an illness because you'd sinned or someone else had sinned in your family. Jesus replied, "His blindness has nothing to do with either his parents' sins or his sins. And that is indeed how it is, that God is not so simplistic, he's not so primitive to say, you sinned, so I'll make your son blind, or you sinned, so I'll make you blind, or make you have to wear glasses or something like that." It's not like that. In fact, the wicked prosper. And it's often the righteous, like Jesus, who suffer and will have their reward not in this life, but when Jesus comes back. And Jesus goes on, he's blind so that God's power should be manifested through him. While it is day, we must keep on doing the work of him who sent me. The night comes when no man can work. Whilst I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said this, Jesus spat on the ground and made some mud with the spittle. He rubbed the mud on the man's eyes and said, "Go and wash your face in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So the man went, washed his face, and came back seeing. So in a way, Jesus made him more blind so that he might see. He made this mud, put it in his eyes, and then tells him to go and wash. So I think that all looks forward to baptism. Because we are sent to be baptized, we are commanded to be baptized. But first of all, there must be this acceptance of the word or the spirit of Jesus, which is like him spitting, mixed with dust, which is like our flesh, because we're made of dust. And that will make us more blind, in a sense, accepting that I cannot see, I don't understand anything right, apart from through him. And then you're baptized, and then you can see properly. In other words, without Jesus and without the experience of his healing, we actually can't see at all. And so that's why in John's Gospel, seeing and the idea of vision typically means to believe. For example, Jesus said that when Moses lifted up the pole in the wilderness with the bronze snake on it, whoever looked at it was saved. And then he says that means that whoever believes in me will be saved. So John understands our vision, our seeing, as believing, as belief. And so because of that, he's saying that really you can only see because I give it to you. So even faith in that sense is a gift from God. But it's given to those who want it, to those who want to see beyond what this world is all about. And that's what God is giving us through the Spirit, that we can see beyond how things appear in this world. The man's neighbors and the people who had seen him begging asked, "Isn't this the man who used to sit begging?" Some said, "Yes, he's the one." Others said, "No, it's not him, but just looks like him." The man himself said, "I am." And that's the very same phrase that's used by Jesus when he says, "I am the bread of life, I am the way," etc. So "I am" doesn't necessarily have to mean that Jesus is God or using the name of God, because this man uses the same, very same phrase. "How is it that you now see?" they asked him. He replied, "A man called Jesus made some clay and rubbed it on my eyes and told me to go to the pool of Siloam and wash my face. So I went, and as soon as I washed, I could see." "Where is he?" they asked. "I don't know," he replied. Then they took to the Pharisees this man who had been born blind. Now the day that Jesus had made the clay and cured him of his blindness was the Sabbath. So the Pharisees now asked the man again how he'd received his sight. And he told them, "I put some mud on my eyes, I washed, and now I can see. Some of the Pharisees said, this man is not of God because he doesn't obey the Sabbath. But others said, how could a man who is a sinner do such miracles like this? And so they were divided. The Pharisees again asked the man, you say he cured you of your blindness. What is your opinion of him? He is a prophet, the man answered. The Jews, however, were not willing to believe that he had once been blind and could now see until they called his parents. And they asked them, is this your son? Do you really say that he was born blind? Well, how would you explain that he can now see? His parents replied, we know that this is our son, and we know indeed he was born blind, but we have no understanding of how it is that he's now able to see, nor do we know who did the healing. He is of age. He can answer for himself. His parents said this because they were frightened of the Jews, who had already agreed that anyone who said that Jesus was the Messiah should be cast out of the synagogue. And that meant a lot because it was through the synagogue that they got all their social welfare, they got money when they were sick, for funerals and things like that. So this is awful. If you think this, then we'll throw you out. This was the mentality of the Jews. It's the mentality of religious people to this day. Quite different to the openness of Jesus, who told his people, the time will come when they will cast you out of the synagogues. In other words, he expected Christians to remain within the synagogue system until they were cast out. He had no idea of guilt by association or anything like that, whereby you should get away from association with bad people. Not at all. So it's because of this fear of being disfellowshipped or excommunicated from the synagogue that his parents said, he's old enough, ask him. So a second time they called for this man who'd been born blind, and they said to him, you must now swear an oath before God that you're going to tell us the truth. We know that this man who did the healing on you is a sinner. The man replied, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. But one thing I do know, I was blind and now I see. Well, this man who was cured wasn't cured because he believed. He didn't even know if Jesus was a sinner or not. He didn't know anything about Jesus. So it's not true, as some people say, that, oh yeah, if you believe, you'll get a miracle. Well, this man didn't believe at all. He didn't know anything about Jesus. And yet, Jesus, by grace, cured him. So the Jews asked him, what did he do to you? How did he cure you of your blindness? The man replied, I already told you and you didn't listen to me. I rather love this guy, because these people were big time like leaders of the Jews, and he's sort of really, he doesn't let himself be bullied by them because they were bullies. He said, I've already told you and you didn't want to listen to me. Why do you want to hear my answer again? Perhaps you also would like to be his disciples? They cursed him and said, you are that fellow's disciples, but we are the disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know from where he comes. The man replied, what a strange thing this is. You don't know from where he is, but he cured me of my blindness. And we know that God does not hear sinners, but we know that God does listen to people who serve him and do his will. Since the beginning of the world, nobody has heard of anybody who could give sight to a person who's been born blind. Unless this man is of God, he would not be able to do this thing. They replied, you were born in sin, and you're trying to teach us? So they expelled him from the synagogue. Don't agree with us? We'll disfellowship you. That's the attitude, you see. So wrong. People who do that sort of thing are just like the Pharisees. When Jesus heard what had happened, he found the man and asked him, do you believe in the Son of God? The man replied, tell me who he is, sir, so that I can believe in him. Jesus said to him, you've already seen him, and he's the one who's speaking with you now. I believe, Lord, the man said, and he fell down before Jesus. Jesus said, I came into the world for judgment, so that the blind would see, and those who see should become blind. Some Pharisees who were there with him heard him say this, and they asked him, surely you are not saying that we are blind? Jesus replied, if you were blind, then you would have no sin. But since you claim that you can see, this means that you are even all the more guilty. So, you see the progression in this man, that he really didn't know anything about Jesus, as he says. And then Jesus, by grace, came into his life and gave him the gift of sight, which was physical sight and also spiritual sight. So, he even doesn't know to start with whether Jesus is a sinner or not. He says to the Jews, I don't know if he's a sinner or not, but I do know that he cured me. And then the man goes on in his own sort of reasoning and thinks, well, it says to the Jews, when they keep bullying him, they say to him that we know this man's a bad man. And then he says, no, wait a minute. God obviously gave this man the power to do the miracle, and so God wouldn't have given that to him unless he was really good. In fact, unless he was pretty much perfect. And so it was through the opposition of these people that this man was led by God to really understand the truth about Jesus. He just worked it out. And then Jesus appears to him and says, do you believe on the Son of God? And he says, well, I don't know. Who is he? And Jesus said, well, it's me. And all the pieces fell into place. But it was because of these Jews bullying him and asking him these dumb questions, and because he processed that and thought about it in a spiritual way, that God used that to bring him to understand the truth about his son.